أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to go back to Quran City now. And today I'd like to look at Exiled Corner. With the children, I call it Naughty Corner. It's at the top left. And in that section or that suburb, we've got 6 chapters that we've exiled or naughty. And these are literally the 6 subjects that affect us, that stop us from reaching our full potential. And we're going to start off with Surah number 63, which is Suratul Munafiqun. It's the only Madani Surah in that suburb. And it has 11 ayat. So 11 ayat, a Madani Surah. And first of all, let's look at some benefits of recitation. If you recite the surah, it's a cure for aches and pains. But in essence, the focus of the surah is that it's an overview of hypocrisy. So if we want to know, and it's literally looking at ourselves, am I part of this? Then that's where I need to go. Remember, it's not about looking at others. Often I say that one judge, position taken, when it's free, we will all apply. Until then, we look at ourselves. If I look at the did you know of this surah, then it actually highlights the corruption of Iman. And the Prophet described it as a black ant on a black rock on a black night. He said, he told his companions, that's what I fear for you. And they would say, but, O Prophet of God, we now believe, we pray, we fast, we give sadaqah, we do zakah, we do all these things. And he said, no, I fear this. So munafiq translates, or munafiqun, the hypocrites, those who believe one thing and have an exterior of another. So let's look at the surah. 2 sections we've divided into. Ayah 1 to 8 and ayah 9 to 11. Simple. Ayah 1 to 8 looks at the characteristics of hypocrisy. And it's really important we look at them, look at tick boxes and see, do I fit into any of these? And then the second section is literally why the human being falls into this, or why we have hypocrisy in us. And then it gives a remedy as well. Really, really amazing surah. Sort of puts it all in a nutshell. So let's look at the first section, at the characteristics of hypocrisy. So we start off with the first ayah where Allah says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad, they say, we bear witness that you are most surely the messenger of Allah. So their first characteristic is that they make a public announcement of their belief. There's a lot of showmanship. So in today's day, on their social media, they will have lots of pictures of themselves, you know, with the Prophet, pictures with them, pictures praying, pictures of everything, them doing things that the Prophet has said. Second characteristic, they make their oaths a shelter. The word used is Jannah, to cover. So in other words, they use Islam as a shield from being scrutinized or attacked by the Muslims. The third thing, their belief is intermittent. In ayah 3, he says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. So they believe, they don't believe. Now, where I grew up, we used to have tube lights. And if the starter of the tube light didn't work very well, it would flicker and it was really annoying. And that's exactly what their belief is like. It comes on, it goes off. Whenever it suits them, they believe. When it doesn't suit them, they don't believe. As long as it doesn't mess up their lifestyle, they're okay. But if it does, they won't believe. So that's number 3. Number 4, Allah says they're obsessed with their physical persona, how they appear. In other words, he's saying it indicates a death of the spiritual entity within. The example he gives is of hollow wood. That means there's an outside, but inside it's completely empty. Number 5, they're totally paranoid about how they look, about how they appear. Every time anybody gives them any constructive criticism, they think it's a personal attack. They're so self-absorbed, they need to have a picture of perfection. And in number 6, it talks about their arrogance. Even after all this, when the Prophet says, come, I will ask forgiveness for you, they say things like, me needing forgiveness? Absolutely not. I ain't done anything wrong. And divinity is very specific. It says, سواءٌ عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لن تستغفر لهم. It is alike to them whether you ask forgiveness for them or you don't. Allah will never forgive them because they haven't accepted it themselves. The seventh attribute is they say, don't help those who are with the Prophet. Only help them if they leave the Prophet. Historically, those who migrated from Mecca, they thought they were ruining their economy. They had to help them. They had to support them. So they're saying, don't help them. They are ruining our economy. So they discourage humanitarian aid to those who are refugees who are not of themselves. And Ayah 8 emphasizes that, where they say the elite will drive out those who are of the lowest ones. So they're bringing in class differentiations. So why does this happen? Ayah 9, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْفْ لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ أَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do not let your wealth or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Two reasons, wealth and children. Now, word of warning, sometimes we misuse this ayah. It doesn't say don't worry about your finances and your children. First responsibility is to home and finances. But the idea is to seek a balance. It's saying don't be obsessed so that nothing else matters. And finally, the remedy in Ayah 10. وَعَنْفِكُ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَعْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي لَعَجَلٍ كَرِيبٍ فَعَصَّدَّكَ وَعَقُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Spend out of what we have given you before death comes to you, so that you may not say, my Rabb, why did you not respite me? Give a little bit of time to me so that I am able to give sadaqah, so that I am able to give charity or be humanitarian and being of those who did good works. Salihin, the one who helped put broken things together. And the answer will be never. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. We never ever respite a soul when its time has come. So the remedy of hypocrisy is serving humanity. The cause of hypocrisy is obsessiveness about wealth and children. And the eight characteristics. There's a public announcement of belief, showmanship. Number two, making Islam a shelter like a shield to hide under. Number three, intermittent belief. Remember the tube light. Number four, hollow, impressive speech. Number five, an arrogance that says, I had done nothing wrong. I don't need forgiveness. Number seven, discouraging aid to those who are with the Prophet. And finally, number eight, bringing a class system, thinking that we as the elite will get rid of those who are below us, who are the refugees, who are not up to our standard. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this disease of munafiqun. But more than that, to be able to understand that if we do tick any of those boxes, to be able to put it right by serving humanity. Remember, Islam in one sentence is obedience to the Creator and serving His creation. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.